Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In its 2003-2004 annual report, Planned Parenthood calls itself the world's largest and most trusted voluntary reproductive healthcare organization. In the following year, their self-description was slightly different. The nation's leading sexual and reproductive healthcare advocate and provider. It was a subtle change, but one that showed a side that Planned Parenthood glides over when it passes itself off as nothing more than a provider of reproductive health care services for women. What many people do not realize, however, is that the very same group is both the nation's largest abortion chain, with 332,278 abortions in 2009, and one of the country's most powerful abortion lobbies. That's why the revolving door relationship it has with the pro-abortion Obama administration is no surprise, including the recent hiring of Dana Singizer, Planned Parenthood's new Vice President of Public Policy and Governmental Affairs. The fact that Planned Parenthood's most recent figures reveals that its clinics performed easily more than a quarter of all abortions done in the United States tells anyone that they have an enormous footprint. They want influence in all the right places, including the halls of government, to keep the hundreds of millions of dollars in grants and contracts coming. So just who is Dana Singizer? You've probably never heard of her before, but she has been around for a long time, not helping women at the abortion clinics or even managing one at the corporate office. She is instead a professional political operative working on Capitol Hill who has helped to run the campaigns of several prominent pro-abortion Democrats. A puff piece published last month in National Journal traces the path of Singizer all the way from the time she was a young college intern working for Vermont's pro-abortion Senator Patrick Leahy in the early 1990s, until her latest appointment as PPFA's Vice President of Public Policy and Governmental Affairs. Singizer's next stop was working on Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign in Vermont. After working with the Clinton administration, Singizer got a law degree from Georgetown University in 1998 and went to work for a Washington law firm doing what is described as regulatory and lobbying work. She later worked on Howard Dean's 2004 presidential campaign, worked on Capitol Hill for then-Senator Hillary Clinton, and later worked on Clinton's failed presidential campaign. National Journal notes, when Clinton bowed out of the race and endorsed Barack Obama, her former rival, Singizer got on a plane almost immediately for Chicago to lend a hand to Obama's general election effort. The report notes that Singizer has been with the Obama administration from day one, working on financial reform, health care, and other aspects of his legislative agenda for the last couple of years. The Hill newspaper also notes that Singizer, quote, was a key part in the team that shepherded Obama's health care reform law through Congress, end quote. Singizer joins Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards as another Capitol Hill alum with loads of legislative and lobbying experience, but little background in actual health care. Planned Parenthood has faced serious opposition on Capitol Hill this year, with the House voting to defund the group in a bipartisan vote earlier this year. Heavy lobbying by Planned Parenthood turned back that effort in the democratically controlled Senate. Planned Parenthood received over $363 million, or 33% of its entire $1 billion budget, from government grants and contracts in its most recently reported fiscal year ending June 30, 2009. Much of that comes from Medicaid reimbursements and Title X funds for family planning. Even when funds from the government are not directly used for abortion, they enable Planned Parenthood to pay staff and keep clinic doors open for its abortion business. Singizer made just $300 a month when working on Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign. Nothing lists her new salary, but other vice presidents listed on Planned Parenthood's 2009 tax return earned upwards of $200,000 per year. Yes, Virginia, there is a revolving door between the abortion industry and the Obama administration. And it's a very lucrative one at that.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.